This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial right here on 1310 WIBA. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Kick of the tires, as CJ likes to say. Their telephone number again, 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Come up a little later on in the program. We'll do our Klaus quiz question of the week. We'll tell you all about it in just a moment. But first, let's get you on the air with your questions. Again, our numbers, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Wonderful. How are you?
Doing real well. Malia, how are you?
Very good, thanks.
Great to talk with both of you. As I mentioned, the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, a little tip. We do this each and every week. A little tip, though, is typically the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program, so listen closely for your chance to win. We'll tell you how you can win this week's fantastic prize, which is a $25 gift card for Chili's. We'll tell you that a little bit later on in the program, but again, just listen closely. Before we get rolling on this week's topic, which is fantastic, which is all about guarantees and some of the questions that people have about what is a guarantee. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Let's really quickly, though, look back on last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yes. So last week's question was, if you were born after 1960, what age is considered your full retirement age for Social Security purposes? And the answer to that was, after 1960, the age is 67. So congratulations to our winner last week. That was Sally of Evansville. So thanks for listening. To all of you who tune in every week.
And make sure to be listening this week because, again, I got another fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for Chili's. Again, we'll do that a little bit later on in the program. Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. This is, of course, Money in Motion, answers to all your retirement questions in one place. And if you have questions, give us a call right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. So today we're going to be talking about word guarantees and of course, everybody wants a guarantee, right? Was that Tommy Boy where not Tommy Boy? What's the other Tommy Boy with Chris Farley and O'Hallahan's?
Oh yeah,
and they
yeah.
Got the guarantee.
That's right.
Right on the box.
Got the guarantee on the box.
So whether it's Chris Farley or whoever, everybody wants that, don't they?
Yes, they do. And you know, everyone wants a guarantee. And I appreciate that, by the way. Everyone wants to know what to expect. And I have to admit, our industry is so complicated. Mm-hmm. I want everybody to know, I wish it wasn't that way. You know, it takes us 5, 6, 7 years just to train an advisor to kind of understand the context of the different investments and bank deposits and securities that are out there. It's very complicated. And so, you know, in our industry, it's common for people to say, hey, I'm going to invest dollars with you. Can you just guarantee the outcome? There's even companies like Schwab that have created confusion around this in commercials that are out there recently, which is, hey, if your advisor doesn't do the job, do you get your money back, right? Creating this impression that if I don't get the exact return that I want, I can just go ask the company for my money back. By the way, I'd love for you to go into your Schwab advisor and say, how does that work? Because the reality is, it doesn't work that way. You actually get your transaction cost back, but not your management fees, which is like 98% of the cost. So it's very confusing. So what are the existing guarantees that are out there? That's what we're going to be talking about today. So let's start with bank deposits. And beginning with FDIC. FDIC stands for Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. It's an agency of the United States government that protects you against the loss of your insured deposits if an FDIC-insured bank or savings association were to fail. Again, FDIC insurance is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. Now, something you may not know is the FDIC was created in 1933 in response to thousands of bank failures that occurred in the 1920s and early 1930s during the Great Depression. Since the start of the FDIC insurance on January 1st of 1934, again, it was created in 1933, then began right away in 1934, no depositor has lost a single cent of insured funds as a result of a failure of a bank. Now, where this gets tricky is the question is, well, of insured funds, right? It doesn't mean nobody has ever lost money inside of an insured bank. It means of the portion that was insured. So FDIC deposit insurance covers the depositors of a failed FDIC-insured institution dollar for dollar, and that is principal plus any interest accrued due to the depositor through the date of default, but it's up to a maximum of $250,000 per depositor. Now, prior to 2008, the FDIC coverage was only up to $100,000 per depositor, but that was increased up to $250,000 per depositor in 2010.
One of the big questions I think a lot of people have with any type of insurance, do I apply? Is that automatic, right? Or is that how does that work?
Yeah, so basically you need to know if the bank where you are depositing your monies. Again, this is banks. In a moment, Malia is going to be talking about credit unions. Mm-hmm. It's slightly different for them. But you want to know, does my bank participate in FDIC insurance? Now, one way to know that is typically banks want to make this really prominent,
yes,
right? So usually when you walk in, it's like, oh, wow, it says it right there on the door, right?
Yeah.
But if you're questioning that, you can actually call FDIC. They're not, well, I'm not going to give you their number. You can Google their number, for crying out loud. But you can call FDIC and just ask for clarification. You can walk into the bank, ask the bank teller, ask a bank representative, is this bank FDIC insured? You do not have to apply for the insurance. If you have less than $250,000 deposited at that bank, and if they are, as an individual, and if they are insured, then you will be covered up to that in the event of a failure. And sometimes people haven't heard of a lot of failures, but I just want to remind everybody, back in 2008 and 2009, there were hundreds of bank failures. Hundreds. That sounds crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But there were. There were failures every week during two, and this is mostly community and small banks, right? But there were still just many, many failures. And the key is there was no money lost for those people if it was FDIC insured bank. And no more than 250.
Great information to hear. CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. You can also call us toll-free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, Kloss Financial Law Office, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can also find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Let's talk then about the credit unions. I think a lot of people are kind of weighing between the two. And, of course, the big question people always have is, well, I have this insurance at the bank. What about a credit union? Do they offer anything like that?
Actually, many of them do. And what's interesting is we'll give you the information, but you can Google yourself and find out if your credit union does have this coverage. So what the credit unions fall under is something called the National Credit Union Share Insurance Fund, so it's NCUA. And so that federal fund was created by Congress in 1970 to insure members' deposits. So they're federally insured credit unions, and it's administered by the National Credit Union Administration. And similar to the banks, they provide members with at least $250,000 of insurance. Again, backed by the full faith of the United States, and similar to the banks, they've never lost a penny if the accounts were federally insured. So to find out if your credit union's a member, again, similar to the banks, oftentimes the credit unions will display a sign that says NCUSIF, and there's a directory if you go to ncua.org. .gov, that will actually tell you if your credit union is on that list. So it's just good to understand a couple things about both the banks and the credit unions. CJ mentioned the $250,000 limit. It applies per depositor, per insured bank, and for each ownership category. So what that means is I personally could have an individual account at my bank or credit union if they are insured under these programs we're talking about. If I have an individually titled account as a depositor, I could have $250,000 covered at one bank, $250,000 covered at another bank. Perhaps I have a joint account with my husband. again, another $250,000 at the same bank. So it depends on registration per depositor and per institution. So it's not a bulk of 250 and that's it. Mm. It depends how they're registered. So what's important to also understand is both the FDIC and NCUA share insurance. It does not cover funds held in investments. Mm. So we're going to get into that in a minute, but your stocks, your bonds, your mutual funds, your life insurance policies, annuities, and municipal securities are not covered under this. Even if they're purchased through those organizations, a bank or a credit union, those types of investments or insurance policies are not covered. So you really want to be clear for your own, you know, peace of mind, what's covered and what's not.
Very good to know right there. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. And if you have questions for them, they'd love to answer for you right now. You give us a call. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. You can also call us toll-free, 877-235-1310. You'll find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn a lot about Kloss Financial from the website, learn about some of their different divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It is a great snapshot of what's going on in the markets each week. Comes in your mailbox, your email box. I get mine each Wednesday morning. Nice thing about it, not only is it a nice quick snapshot, it also gives you a link to the previous week's podcast. You can get caught up on things you might have missed on the show. Speaking of the show, Malia and CJ would love to answer your questions. You can give us a call right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Of course, Kloss Financial's office telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out as we do Thursday mornings with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you have questions for them, you can give us a call right now. Telephone numbers 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get to know you appointment, kick of the tires at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. We're also going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. This week's prize, a $25 gift card for Chili's, and that is guaranteed. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. We are talking about guarantees this morning. Some questions people have. We talked a little bit about if you are a person that uses banks, the FDIC. We also talked for you credit union folks about the NCUA. Let's talk then about investments and something we hear, which is SIPC. And I've heard you guys mention that abbreviation before. What is that and how does that tie in with my investments?
Yeah, again, a disclaimer here. I hate the complexity of this, but it is what it is, unfortunately. And so, again, we went through FDIC insurance, which covers up to $250,000 per depositor, per registration type at different banking institutions, and the NCUA, similar $250,000 limit at credit unions, which is great. It offers some confidence. Yeah, peace of mind, confidence in your ability to put cash in a deposit holding, which would be a checking, savings, CD, money market account, and know that just because the bank doesn't manage their finances well or do too many bad loans, as an example, that suddenly you lose out on all of that cash. So again, talk with your financial advisor, talk with your accountant about making sure that you're not dramatically over those limits. We do occasionally run into people who are over those limits, and we're going kind of like, you know, you're way over those limits in cash, right? In cash. Why are you doing that? And sometimes they just don't know or understand how they can mitigate it. Sometimes it's just choosing two banks instead of just one. It can be just as simple as that. Now, to your point, Sean, what is SIPC? also known as in our industry, because we love to create not only acronyms, but then shorten the acronyms. So CIPIC, CIPIC. you'll hear people say this all the time. Yep, do you have CIPIC? And people go, what is CIPIC? Well, it's at SIPC. And this is short for Securities Investors Protection Corporation. And it had its origins in the difficult years of 1968 to 1970. There was very high trading volume, and it was followed by a severe decline in stock prices. Hundreds of broker-dealers were merged or acquired or simply went out of business. Some were unable to even meet their obligations to customers and went bankrupt. So public confidence, obviously, in the U.S. securities markets were in jeopardy back in 1968 and 1970. So Congress passed the Securities Investors Protection Act of 1970 with the purpose to protect customers against certain types of loss resulting from broker-dealer failure, and thereby, again, to promote confidence in investments in the national securities markets. So let's kind of pause and think about this here. Does this mean that Securities Investors Protection Corporation protects me against the loss of an investment? And the answer is a resounding no. It does not. Investing in a security, in a stock, in a bond, comes with principal loss potential. It's one of the reasons why you will see at the bottom of your investment statement, not FDIC insured, not guaranteed against loss. Now, what's fascinating is there's some complexity in that. Inside of a brokerage account, you might have cash or money market funds, right? Those funds are FDIC insured through the bank of the broker's institution where they reside. But once you move it from a cash or money market fund into an investment security, a stock, let's say, or a bond, that is no longer covered by FDIC, right? It is covered by CIPIC, but only to the extent that the institution goes out of business or that there's fraud on that particular money, right? That the CIPIC will step up and say, oh, you lost because there was fraud with this institution. Here's the money to recover those dollars. It is not because, oh, I didn't like the outcome of my investment account and the stock went down in value, so I'm going to go file a claim with CIPIC to get my money back. That's not the way it works. Now, with that being said, CIPIC protects up to $500,000 of securities inside of a brokerage firm. So again, and this is against primarily fraud where you thought you had money in this institution and you did not. So again, some subtleties there. Just be aware there is some basic protection against fraud in the event that you have money in an investment institution that turns out to be doing fraudulent activities, but it is not against the loss of taking on risk inside of a stock or bond.
As you may have heard, investment does involve risk sometimes. There can be losses.
Well, right.
I've heard that.
That's great. Mm-hmm. A point. You know, that's kind of the thing we hear, like investing in securities may involve losses. There is no guarantee of principal. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't be saying all of that if at the end of the day, they just go, unless you file a claim and then we'll just give you your money back.
Yeah.
Right? That's not what it means. And to be clear, from its creation by Congress in 1970 through December of 2017, SIPC has advanced $2.8 billion towards the recovery of assets for an estimated 773,000 investors. So as I'm talking about fraud, what should be coming to the minds of most people? Bernie Madoff.
That's
right.
Yeah, that's the
right?
name that kept jumping out at me. Yeah.
They were investing in securities, but it was actually fraud, mm-hmm. right? And so many people were able to recover up to $500,000 of what they had invested, because that's what SIPC covers. However, for those who don't know, the average investor with Bernie Madoff had a lot more than $500,000 with them. So they still lost a lot. It only insured up to that $500,000.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't free. You can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information, by the way, about Kloss Financial up on the website. You can learn about their different divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just get to klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because coming up in the next segment, we'll continue our conversation about guarantees, and we'll have the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do that next as Money in Motion. with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And joined by our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, that number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that number a little bit later in the segment. We'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, talking with CJ and Malia this morning about guarantees. And one of the things that we know about our products is there are different type of investment products. Where do guarantees kind of play into those type of things, as we kind of left off talking about SIPC?
Yeah, we'll keep this ending part short here, but we've talked about three categories of guarantees: the FDIC for banking institutions, the NCUA for credit unions, and then Securities Investors Protection Corporation, SIPC, for securities markets. Again, protection against fraudulent behaviors of brokers or financial advisors. There's other guarantees, and we're not going to get to all of them today. There's the Insurance Guarantee Association. So, you know, people say, well, what about my fixed annuity, right? What about my life insurance policy that has cash value inside of it? What if this insurance company goes out of business? And so you can find out if that insurance company, number one, is highly rated, but number two, if they are part of the Insurance Guarantee Association, so that if they do go out of business, you know that insurance policy will be protected. There's even products themselves, like annuities, that one of their biggest components is they are sold through an insurance company, and they give guarantee of principal or guarantee of income. So there's multiple layers to various guarantees that are out there. And I'll just tell everybody, of course, who is being targeted as the primary output for guaranteed products? And it typically is as people get older, right? And that makes sense. I don't want to take on as much risk as I get older. But it's just something to be aware of, because the guarantees can both be a positive, but it can also be a tactic for sales, right? That here, now that you're older, you need all of these guarantees, and before you know it, you run into liquidity problems or fee problems or interest problems. So just again, do your due diligence, talk to your financial advisor and figure out what's appropriate for you.
Fantastic.
Can I add one thing in there?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let me just add though, with peace of mind, which is what we want for everyone, with peace of mind and a guarantee, especially when we're talking about a product, also talking about an increase in the fees. So that's where we're really sensitive, because almost dollar for dollar, you're going to pay for any guarantee that is inside an insurance product. You have to understand that. Again, seek out professional assistance to understand what you're paying in order to that guarantee.
Great advice there for sure. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial on their website. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Not only is there no cost for an initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial, you want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize. Fantastic one at that, a $25 gift card for Chili's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What year was the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, created? Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Chili's. Don't forget, that is the number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Ask all the questions you like. They love to hear them. Again, the number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. And the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Fun as always, CJ and Malia. You guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Take care. Dan Connery comes your way next, right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.